This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studios, and we're heard across America on some of America's great radio stations and all across the Caribbean, too, where everybody is battening down the hatches with the storm down there coming towards the east coast of Florida. We'll get into all that a little bit later. And we're streaming live online right now via the internet and the satellite all around the world. Now, a special shout out goes, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, and we salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, the maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working on the oil rigs, too, and the bridge tenders keeping the bridges moving along. Thanks very much for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and check us out at our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. I think you're going to like what you see. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we got it, and we hope you get it, because it's so very important in this day and age in which we live that we stand up for the things that made America great to begin with. Right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Now, we've got a story that kind of popped out of nowhere again. You know, Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, his case was supposed to be taken care of. The three-member Court of Appeals said that the judge needed to rescind his decision and dismiss the charges against the general so he could go on about being a civilian and doing whatever, because the Justice Department, of course, refused to prosecute him. And this judge has taken it on himself, along with this advisor that he's got, who also happens to be a retired judge, that they were going to be the judge and the jury on all this, which is not what a judge is supposed to do. They're supposed to adjudicate a case, not try it. And the thing of it is now the full Court of Appeals, for some reason, is going to be hearing the Michael Flynn case. So here we go again.
Here we go again, Captain, and it's just a travesty. Hasn't General Flynn been through, and his family, haven't they been through enough yet with all of this? As we know, especially when the exculpatory evidence was held back and all these different things, this is just a travesty of and total miscarriage of justice here. And you're right. You know, what is the job of these judges and what is the job of the court? But if there's nothing, if there's no case being brought by the Department of Justice, well, then there's no trial. There's nothing to do. It's time to go home. But this judge evidently is bent on trying to resurrect this and make it come out the way that they wanted to come out. I mean, this is really something.
Well, Sidney Powell was on television tonight, and she did a couple of things. She inferred the fact that this could be challenged, of course, and it could go to the Supreme Court, and also that and this wasn't her suggesting this, but the reporter asked a question, and the president still could pardon General Flynn, just pardon him, and that's it. End of story. Goodbye. See ya.
Well, that would certainly just make everything evaporate literally in a moment. So the question would be, would President Trump do that sooner or later? To some degree, I think he's wanted to let it play out, but it was playing out. It did play out. And now, as you said, here we go again. So the president may take a second look at this even prior to the election.
And the majority of the people that were polled on this several times, not just once, but there were multiple polls, agreed that Lieutenant General Flynn had been railroaded and made the scapegoat for what was going on here. I mean, the majority, and by the way, the military community, the veterans, they're standing solidly behind Lieutenant General Flynn.
And as well they should, because, and I'm glad that you mentioned Sidney Powell. I mean, she's just done a fantastic job of showing exactly what happened in this case, and so much so that, you know, it just anybody can take a look at this now and see where that railroad, where every single railroad spike is as a result of this.
Yeah, and finally, we lost another patriot yesterday, Herman Cain, black conservative from Atlanta, former business executive, also a radio host in Atlanta for a number of years. I had the opportunity when he ran for president in 2012. I interviewed him not once but twice that season before he got out of the race. I was very impressed with what he had to say, and I liked his 999 tax package.
Yeah, I liked it too, and I think that Herman Cain, he was one of those people who you sort of instantly liked. You know, he just had that aura about him, I think. He was 74 years old, and of course he died of coronavirus, but he was a real fighter, Captain. You know, he beat colon cancer some years ago. And he's a real inspiration to those who are either fighting cancer or who have fought cancer. And he didn't complain or any of these things. He always was moving forward. And I think he was truly the embodiment of the American dream. And I'm glad you got a chance to interview him. I think he would have been a great person to meet and to know.
He would have been a great president, too. And, of course, the other thing is Chris Cuomo said that it was President Trump's fault because he went to Tulsa to be with the president.
Wow.
All right.
Really?
Hold that thought. All right, folks, I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere, Kathy. It's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, as you know, I am a customer of Relief Factor. I take Relief Factor, have been for 4 years. Took a packet before I started the show tonight because I've got some problems again with my left leg and my left ankle swelling up out of proportion. And it's rather painful and rather uncomfortable. So the Relief Factor helps me in regards to the other stuff I'm taking along with it. Now, I will tell you, Relief Factor is an all-natural product. It's 100% drug-free. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which all helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever you got going on, including normal exercise and everyday living. And, of course, Relief Factor always targets the underlying problem areas from the four different ingredients that are in it to help alleviate pain right at its source. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort. It comes in convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. So, you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95, the 3-week quick start. That's the way I got started. That's the way you'll get started and see what it does for you. And you'll know in 3 weeks what it's going to do. If it doesn't work for you, you're out $20. But tens of thousands of people have tried this, and it is working. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start at Relief Factor. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. I'm sure you are going to feel better. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle, you want your joke for the night?
Sure.
AOC and company tried to cut back the limits of spending advertising on the U.S. military's recruitment ads that they have on television and radio and the newspapers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they got shot down by about 2-1 in terms of the votes.
Well, good. That's, you know, I mean, honestly, really, now, see, is going after police, is the military the next thing, you know?
Well, obviously it was in her case.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we already know about the police, defund police. And again, that's just not flying around the country.
Well, it's not, because it number one, it flies in the face of common sense. The American people don't think that the police departments and police officers themselves are terrible people who need to be, you know, fired and gotten rid of, obviously. But this is the calling card now of the radical left, and they keep trying to get a critical mass, and I'm glad that military bill or whatever it might have been was totally shot down.
Yeah. Now, we need to talk a little bit about, because it is coming towards Florida, the east coast of Florida now. We have this tropical storm, which is going to become a hurricane. Now, I'm going to say it'll probably become a Category 1 hurricane. I don't know if it's going to do any gain up any more speed other than that. But as a Category 1 hurricane, it is going to go up the east coast of Florida. And it's going to go up the east coast of the United States all the way up into the Carolinas before it starts to angle out to sea. Now, that's the current trajectory that we have here. Obviously, there's been a lot of flooding in Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, mudslides, all of the above. A lot of flooding that we saw in places where it was before in Puerto Rico when they had the storms they had there. And more of the same. So they just got squashed all over again down there.
Exactly right. And, of course, we're watching, as you said, as it tracks and as it gets past Puerto Rico, moving through the Bahamas. Looks like they've got an actual hurricane warning there, only because, again, they think it might begin to pick up some steam as it gets back in the ocean. And then, of course, in Miami and southern Florida, they're looking at a tropical storm watch right now, but we're watching it very carefully.
Now, this has affected the president in that he was going to have a fundraising trip, not only coming to Tampa, but also going down to Miami, and he was going to be down there at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago. Okay, all right, I'll get it right in a minute. I was thinking about California, I think. But anyway, he was going to wind up down there for the weekend and have more fundraising activities down there. But he's had to cancel his trip to Southeast Florida because of the storm coming in. However, this afternoon, he is coming to Tampa, Florida. Now, all I can say is I know where he's going. I know where he's coming in, the time and all that. I was invited to be part of the greeting detail for him when he came to the airport. I thought about it for a couple of minutes, and then I said, well, I got this problem, and I can't stand on my feet for the length of time I would have had to have been out there because of the swelling I got going on in my left ankle and my leg again, and all it would have done was inflamed it even more, and I would have been in worse shape than I am now. So I said, respectfully speaking, I'll have to decline this time, which I did, but I had the opportunity, which tells me an important thing. You know what that is, Kyle?
What's that?
They're listening.
Well, absolutely, and what an honor, Captain, to be invited to do that and to see the president as he arrives in Florida. I mean, that's really an honor.
Yeah, and I would have been part of the group of people that would have been standing there, but that's okay. It is what it is. And my good friend Colonel Jim and his Hillsborough County contingent, they are technically, because he's coming into Hillsborough County, they are the welcoming group that's going to be there along with the governor and whatnot, and they will be there. Now, I think he may be flying in with one of our senators, maybe both of our senators, and it's possible he also could be have a congressman or two on board. Don't know.
Oh, very cool. Well, but again, we have to make those changes because of the storm, and it brings them to the Tampa area.
And his plane will be landing about a mile away from where I'm sitting right now, and I will actually be able to walk out the back door and watch it land.
Well, you know, there's nothing like seeing Air Force One coming in for a landing or flying. I mean, it really is just a moment of pride.
And, what happens is if you got a cell phone and all that, when the plane gets in the area, all the cell phones go dead.
Well, sure. Yeah, there are all kinds of security concerns and everything, and that's understandable. This is what we do to make sure the president is safe. Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, it was an honor, and I appreciate the folks that invited me to participate to do that. But I just can't do it, unfortunately, because of what's happening with me right now. And I got to pay attention because this got real serious before, and I don't want it to get serious again, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. No, you're right about that.
Now, over 400 businesses are backing the liability protection bill, part of the next coronavirus relief bill, which is something that they feel is necessary. And actually, I do, too. Why would you want to be sued unnecessarily by somebody that comes down, tests positive for the coronavirus, and they say, well, I got it at your place, so I'm suing you. It's your fault.
Well, Beth, you're right, Captain. In fact, they would sue various places, more than likely. And if you're a restaurateur or you have a small business or run an office or this kind of thing, yes, you would be in the crosshairs, no doubt about it. And, you know, especially where real estate is concerned and some of the real estate attorneys I've talked to, you know, they are just burning the midnight oil all the time because they have to figure out how do they have their clients be able to have people come to their businesses or use facilities and communities and so forth and be reasonably assured that they're taking all the precautions they're supposed to take, because these suits are going to be coming. It's a very litigious environment. And so without this kind of liability shield, and by the way, it's not a license to do nothing about COVID.
No.
It's there in order to ensure, as I understand, that as long as you're taking those precautions, your liability is minimized.
Frivolous lawsuits would be thrown out of the way. This way here, people would sue you for stupid things. They sue you for enough dumb things to begin with, but this would be even dumber, because guess what? Just like going to a NASCAR race, just like going to a football game, just like going to any sporting event, if you take a look at that ticket stub, it says that they are not responsible, or you assume responsibility, or whatever. They got some wording in there on every ticket sold to every sporting event.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And by the same token, they have a responsibility not to be negligent, but if they're not being negligent, then those kinds of frivolous lawsuits absolutely should be thrown away. But again, Captain, you know, it's the Democrats. They want to please the trial lawyers, evidently, in this whole thing. And that's more important than getting businesses open.
Yeah, you're right. And out there in your California, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's been defending China now as calls grow to empower U.S. citizens to sue China over the COVID-19 outbreak. And to me, I say, hey, all's fair in love and war, and this ain't love.
Right. Well, and she also went on to say, Captain, that China was a respectable nation. And her talks about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. And I got a bridge I want to sell you in Timbuktu that goes to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, does the president want to delay the election, or is that just a bunch of gobbledygook?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with John.
The White House and some of its Republican allies in the Senate are signaling that they would like to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans have been fighting to trim back the $600 jobless benefit in the next coronavirus package, but President Donald Trump suggested they could accept keeping the full $600 benefit for the moment. The president said, "We want temporary extension of enhanced unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic, and it has to be a substantial amount." Democrats are rejecting a piecemeal approach, saying the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Talks on the relief bill are at a standstill with few reasons for optimism, despite a sweeping agreement among Washington's top power players that Congress must pass further relief in the next coming days or weeks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, indeed you are. And thank you very much for tuning into the Captain's America Third Watch. And this segment of the program, always brought to you by our friends from Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance Company. And if you want to get a cost comparison to see if they can save you money, like they have me and thousands of other people too, now's the time to do it. Because in the COVID times that we've got going on, the first thing that they did was lower their insurance premiums by 15% for all new policy holders and all original policy holders. So guess what? If you check them out at geico.com, you'll have an opportunity to type in your zip code, and they'll either put you in contact with an agent to either sit down and talk to, or you can have the go through the computer and have it give you a cost comparison and a price for what the insurance would cost for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, an RV, or a boat, or whatever. It'll cover you for all that. Plus, get this, it'll also take care of your homeowners and renters insurance, because they do carry homeowners and renters insurance. So if you bundle it together, if you bundle your automobile and your homeowners policy or your renters policy together, then you will save even more money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com today, and see what they can do to save you money. They've been with me, or I've been with them, I should say, for 14 years, and I've saved money every year because I do check. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, yesterday, Congressman John Lewis was getting his final funeral, He'd had, what, three during the week or something like that?
Right. Well,
ceremonies, memorial ceremonies.
Yeah, laying in state, lying in repose, yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yesterday was the final funeral ceremony. I believe it was at Ebenezer Baptist Church, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes.
All right, and Barack Obama showed up to give a speech. I figured, well, it's going to be an eventful speech in one way or another. Let's see what he does. And I'll be doggone if the guy didn't turn around and make it into a political speech about voting.
That's right. That's right. Turning it into something, what he called, talked about voter access or something like that.
Well, he talked about all the different things that the Republicans and the people have done over the years and are still doing in terms of holding back the vote. And he threw out a whole bunch of stuff. That's what they've been doing. That's what the Democrats have been doing. They were famous for that stuff. And by the way, when it came to slavery and all that other stuff that was referred to, who was the party of slavery?
Oh, the Democrats.
And how about the people in the South that stood in the doorways and kept the federal officials from bringing the kids to college, the black college? Who were those governors, Republican or Democrat?
Democrats.
You're
yes.
Damn right they were. So let's start telling the truth about this stuff. Those people were Democrats, okay, Barack Obama?
Well, exactly right. And you can look at history for that. But, of course, that doesn't fit the narrative of today. In fact, Captain, Nancy Pelosi, in the last day or so, told CNN's Anderson Cooper that Republicans have a disdain or a condescension toward working people and this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, give me a break. No, that's you guys.
Yeah.
Because you're not trying to get this package together.
Yeah. Now, the president supposedly has doubled down. That's what the headline is on some of these news websites out there. The president is not backing down. He's defended his tweet on possible election day delay at a heated White House news conference. Well, I'm not so sure that that's what he was trying to infer, because the ones that were trying to delay the election to begin with were the Democrats. It was their idea.
Well, right. Well, the president is using the power of the bully pulpit very well here, because he is putting into the national discussion all of these different things. And he stood there at the podium there in the James Brady briefing room and held up the different articles, especially from the Washington Post, and talked about in very legitimate terms the idea of voter fraud and mail fraud and all these things. Talked about absentee votes versus, you know, shotgun mail-in votes that you send out to all these different names on a list somewhere. I thought he did a very, very good job with that, because that's going to get people talking. People across the country are going to say, well, wait a minute, what happens if I put my vote into the mailbox? And you know these experiments they've done, Captain, where these prepaid envelopes, they're not stamped evidently by the post office. You don't know when that thing was put in the mail. It could come in days later, or it could come in after the deadlines. And if you don't have deadlines, and you don't have an actual voting day, and all these, then you don't have a real election.
All right, Eric is saying something that I don't have any knowledge of. He said, "Who denied the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a gun permit? Democrats."
Hmm. That's, well, I don't know much about that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I never knew that Dr. Martin Luther King wanted a gun permit for one simple reason. He had armed people around him. So I know he had his own security. Now, let's talk about Portland for a second. The federal agents are reportedly, there's a deal that's been worked out. They're going to be leaving, not all of them, but some of them are going to be leaving Portland to go to other cities to do the same thing they've been doing in Portland. Obviously, the people in Portland, the government there, and the protesters, well, it's the federal agents that have started all this. They're the ones that are antagonizing. They're shooting tear gas. They're pumping. Yeah, well, they're not the ones that are trying to burn down a courthouse, which, again, the manifesto that they put out there, these Antifa fools put out there and put online, one of their stated goals is to destroy and burn down and get rid of that courthouse.
You're right. And, you know, Captain, we've seen things like this in history. All we want to do is burn down the courthouse. Is that okay? Because then we'll be happy. But that's not all they want.
Well, that's the symbol of the power and authority of the current regime.
Well, exactly. And they definitely want to end the United States as we know it. But it'll start with the courthouse. Then they'll decide to go and tear something else up and burn that down. They'll come for everything because, again, they're not interested in working within the American system or anything like that. All that is a myth. And it's the actual myth, not the myth that Jerry Nadler tried to foist on people by saying there was no violence or something like that. There are no bad protesters.
It's a myth.
Yeah, it's all a myth. But again, it's never okay to go burn down these buildings or attack police officers or shoot fire rockets at fireworks at them. None of these things are okay. These aren't protests.
All right, hold on. We got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Major Joe from Lago.
What's up, Major?
The reason Trump mentioned this delay is pretty interesting. He wanted to raise the country's awareness. If on Inauguration Day there is no president decided on, then the Congress gets to select the interim president.
Correct.
And this is what he wants people to know about. A lot of people don't understand that. They just think it's going to delay it. It's not. It's going to fall on Congress on Inauguration Day to appoint their own president.
And see, there's one problem, Major Joe. He's not telling people that. And if he would come out and say that, here's why I'm telling you that, then we'd all understand it. But you just told the audience, so now they know.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's a method to his madness. I know that.
Oh, there always is. And by the way, he's coming to town today.
Right. What time was that, you know?
Well, I can't tell you. We're solved because of this counter-protest that's going on. All right. Thanks,
all right,
Major Joe.
That.
Yeah, and by the way, Kyle, Antifa has put out a national call to action for all of their people to show up down here in Tampa today to protest this president and where he's going and what he's doing. But we, those of us that know, are not saying anything.
Well, of course not. So these are no longer, I mean, especially when they have calls to action like that and they show up and they're kind of coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this organization and these kinds of tactics are not just spontaneous people who have a bone to pick about politics. This is something very, very different.
Well, you are right, and everybody else around you is right too, and that's why you're the professor of politics.
Well, exactly, but you know, it is really something. I think, Captain, there's a lot of people that are hunkered down because of the COVID-19 emergency, but they're hunkered down and they're waiting to vote. They can't wait to go and vote.
I know. I run into them every day in my travels. They're going, can we vote yet? Well, yeah, you can vote in the primary down here. Oh, I mean, can we vote in the November election? No, not yet. You got to wait until they do whatever. But and by the way, I'm telling people, again, if you've got an absentee ballot, do not put it in the mail. Take it to the supervisor of elections office yourself in person and hand it to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because this election really is for all the marbles. That's how the far left is playing it. That's how Nancy Pelosi and AOC and their ilk are all playing this. And they believe that they have a chance to really get power, and we've got to deny that.
Alrighty, going to break. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after these messages coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across the country here tonight from Tampa, Florida, where the president will be this afternoon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, wherever one's at. Give them a stop. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a nice, free, hot, delicious cup of coffee. Compliments of the show and compliments of Flying J and Pilot. So there you go. If you got one of those Pilot or Flying J travel cups, too, if you want to get a cold drink, you'll get one of them, too. So there you go. Now, we are going to fire it up right now, and here comes a little ZZ Top. That's a little ZZ Top back in the day, and that's You Didn't Have to Love Me Like You Did, Like You Did. All righty, and back to Kyle Warren, and Kyle, we're going to bring in here. Kyle, I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then you can take it away out west. Now, Tropical Storm Isaias, which is also Spanish for Isaiah, is going to bring impact to the southeast coast of the United States this weekend. South Florida, southeastern Florida, Miami, and up the east coast of Florida, as well as up towards the Carolinas, is all going to feel the effect of what could be a hurricane, because conditions are conducive for this tropical storm with 60-mile-an-hour winds to become a hurricane. We don't know what the status category would be. We'll just have to see what happens, because, again, the water is extremely warm where it's at right now, and that is very conducive to these storms developing further. Now, the east coast of Florida, from Ocean Reef all the way to the Sebastian Inlet, heavy rain along a stationary front is also expected from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Appalachians today, and heat continues out there in the west, out there where Kyle Warren is, and excessive heat warnings are in effect for the northwest all the way to the southwest. So take it away, Kyle.
That's exactly right, Captain. Again, the word of the day is hot in the northwest, all over the northwest. As we're tracking the jet stream, it's going up above Washington State into Canada, and then starts coming down near the Dakotas. But that means a lot of dry weather, a lot of increased drought conditions, unfortunately, in many parts of the west and Pacific Northwest, as we're hitting above normal temperatures. Just to give you an idea, Spokane 102, in Redmond 102, Baker City, Oregon 103, to 101 to 103, and the list goes on. So we have excessive heat warnings and fire weather warnings all throughout the Pacific Northwest, especially excessive heat in Washington, central Washington, going over into Montana. And also we're keeping our eye, Captain, on the Caldwell Fire, and that's in the Klamath Falls area in southern Oregon as you come up Highway 97, I believe, coming out of northern California. And that has now merged with another fire, making it the largest fire in the last three seasons that we've seen in California and in southern Oregon there, and it's burning about 77,000 acres. It's burning at 79,000 acres, I believe.
Well, that didn't help any with the mid-air crash of two air tankers out there in the fire zone yesterday, which fueled the fire, pardon the pun, but fueled the fire because of the aircraft going down.
Exactly right. And then, of course, as we go into Southern California, all throughout Northern California, of course, high temperatures, also heating up here in my area of Southern California. We sort of felt it today. And out in the California desert, more excessive heat warnings, Las Vegas excessive heat, Phoenix and Tucson excessive heat, all throughout Southern Arizona.
Okay, well, caller, hang on, because I got to get into this tropical stuff right now and finish the rest of the weather, and then we'll get to you. Now, here's the deal, okay? If you're traveling along I-70 tonight, Kansas over into Missouri, you're going to have some rain. You're going to have some flood watches and warnings, some severe thunderstorms in the central part of Missouri right now. As you get over east of Illinois into Indiana and on 64 in Kentucky, coming across into West Virginia, you're going to have rain. Lots of it is going to be some flooding conditions there, too. I-70, I-64 in between that corridor all the way to the east coast, you will have rain all the way to Baltimore and all the way to just about Washington, D.C., Richmond area. You'll have rain all the way across through there. Now, we got to talk about the tropical storm, which is going to be a hurricane. Just don't know what kind of a hurricane yet. But by tomorrow morning, we will have a hurricane coming towards South Florida. Now, this is going to definitely hit southeast Florida. If the tropical force storm winds right now are out 240 miles. Rain, there's going to be plenty of rain because this thing has been bringing rain with it wherever it's gone. It's going to go right up the east coast of Florida. It's going to also skirt the southeastern coast of Georgia. Then it's going to get more of the Carolinas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and go right up the East Coast. Certainly will be scathing the East Coast as it moves up towards the Northeast and away it goes. It should be a hurricane right through Monday, it looks like, all the way up to about probably all the way to about Virginia. Now, let's go to the caller. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald, the Lord Jesus Christ puts you in office. You beat 17 Republicans. You beat the media. You beat the Hillary Clinton machine. You beat everybody. Okay? Only the Lord could have done that. No politician. Thus saith the Lord. He wants you to have the Salem Radio Network come to the White House like we did last time. Since you can't come to the people, you're gonna come through the radio. Okay? You were on every network that put you on for free last time, and that's what we're doing. You're taking the message to the people. We're made in the USA. We're paid for. We're buying stuff in the USA. We're driving China to their knees. Who has gotten a freedom? Let me tell you, fake Republicans. Donald Trump hasn't lost nothing. You can go through all the elections. Donald Trump has won every one. I don't want to see Doug Jones in Alabama. That wasn't Donald's fault over there, okay? I want this Dr. C over here, a true conservative in Tennessee. I don't care about volunteer football or Tennessee Titans, okay? I want this Senate here, and Donald Trump has delivered the goods. Of all the great things that Donald Trump has done, you know the greatest thing he's done? I'll tell you what it is. In the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked out of the White House, he went to Lafayette Park with George Washington out of church, and he held up the Bible, and he let the world know that Jesus Christ is God. Let's get to work and save the country. Let's go, because the Democrats
are... Okay.
Obama, you had 8 years. You were the worst president we ever had for African Americans.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And I guess he was a little wound up and had his coffee today, right, Kyle?
He had a double shot of espresso, maybe.
Now, has the price of gasoline up by you gone up?
It has gone up, and it's about in the $3.25 range.
It's very odd that they've jacked up the price of gas when, get this, the wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 7 cents since last Monday. Dropped 7 cents. The wholesale price of oil by the barrel has gone down some $6 a barrel with Brent crude, and $5 a barrel with West Texas crude, and the futures are now down to $45 a barrel. They had been up to 48. So something screwy is going on again with the gasoline prices.
Right. Well, of course, we have seen a pretty good uptick in demand, at least just anecdotally, by driving around.
Doesn't matter. They're going to take advantage of it because there's more demand when the price goes down. Don't think so.
Well, exactly.
That's called price gouging.
Well, that's right. But they may be trying to make back some of that money they haven't made over many months. Yeah.
Well, there are laws against that if we want to enforce them. And hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, price of gasoline goes up. Why? Why? When the wholesale price of gasoline has gone down 7 cents. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.